It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and everyone, read my lips.
They can't. Okay. They can only hear.
Dude, you're just moving your mouth. No one can hear. Okay. I couldn't even read them.
Maybe lip reading isn't great for radio.
No.
Okay, well, I guess it's time for Care or Don't Care. That's what I was trying to, mouth.
I like how Alexis thinks the problem was it was boring.
Okay.
There's another obstacle.
This was a fail. Let's just go to our first headline. Reunited and it feels so woof.
Yes.
Care or don't care?
I care.
A guy used to date an Uggo from high school.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. That's not the real story.
No.
A man named Dwight Underman was getting ready for work the other day. He was eating a bowl of cereal while watching his favorite local morning TV show.
Okay.
And that's when something crazy happened. The TV host finished her last news story and started a brand new segment called Adopt a Pet. And the dog that was featured in it looked exactly like his dog, Payday, that he lost 2 years ago.
Oh, Payday! Call in!
Hurry before someone else adopts it.
Yeah.
So he dropped his bowl of cereal on the ground, mm-hmm. called the TV station, and they arranged for a reunion.
You know the news director's like, oh, man, and we're in sweeps. This is going to be awesome.
And Dwight and his 12-year-old daughter, who was distraught over the incredible loss of her best friend.
That's so sweet.
Showed up in tears, and it became one of the most incredible reunions you'd ever see.
Oh, yay!
I'd cry watching it.
Let's go to your next headline. Who want to make it rain, baby?
Oh, you're pretending.
Care or don't care.
Okay.
He's doing the hand motion.
You know, I feel kind of bad that you just did that. It was kind of embarrassing, so I care.
I care, too.
Okay, good.
I don't care, but let's do it.
Got enough. The country of Dubai, it's a pretty hot place.
Yeah.
They recently recorded a sweltering temperature of 125 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
No.
And they only get an average of 4 inches of rain per year. And that makes farming extremely difficult there, and the country has to import more than 80% of all of its food.
Yeah, but it's got as much sand as you want.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that's all about to change, because their government just spent $15 million on drones with laser beams that can shoot into clouds to make them rain.
What?
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
We are living in the future.
No way.
Repeat that sentence.
This is different than like synthetic rain.
This is real rain from the clouds.
Wow.
I know it sounds made up, but it's not. They've already posted 2 videos showing proof of heavy downpours that were caused by their laser drones.
How does it work? What happens?
It shoots beams into the clouds and it charges them up with electricity, and that causes bigger raindrops to form inside of them. So basically, it electrifies the sky to force it to rain.
Yes, science!
What?
So the lasers are like tickling the clouds so they pee themselves.
Basically, that's what I got.
That's the first grade way of explaining
it,
sure. The critics worry that it could unintentionally cause massive flooding, and if the technology became privatized, it could end up in the wrong hands.
Two billionaires are upset because their ex is getting married, and they're like, I'm going to ruin their day.
There's a whole new definition to Rain Man. This isn't the only innovative solution to extreme effects on climate change. Bill Gates is backing the development of new sunlight dimming technology.
Which
could help reflect the sun's rays from the earth to help cool things down.
We're just going to put a sunshade over us? Let's do this.
Yep.
Kind of cool.
Wow. I love it. Save the planet.
Or it's a conspiracy theory.
Did
he say Bill Gates?
Yep. She's got the chip.
Is rain not real? Is that what you're saying?
Rain's never been real if Bill Gates is associated with it.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. Bigger is better? This lady says it, and I got pictures to prove it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
Disagree. I don't care. We all know size doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not true.
I care.
Ladies agree. The state of Connecticut should be proud this morning because a TikTok star from that area was just certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as having the world's largest mouth gape.
Okay, this is more for the dudes.
Talking to you now.
I ultra care.
Her name's Samantha Ramsdell. And after her achievement, where her gape was measured at 2.56 inches.
Jesus, weird to say that.
I'm going to show you some pictures.
These are not the photos I wanted.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm passing some photos around.
No way!
That is the biggest mouth. So she was interviewed by a news team afterwards, and this is what she had to say.
obviously, since basically I could look in the mirror, I've known that my mouth was extremely large. And of course, I was made fun of too. I always talk a lot about how I was bullied growing up, called Big Mouth Bass Girl, because I look like a big mouth bass. Now, you know, 31 years later, of being 31 and being able to do something that really was something I was so insecure about and something that I wanted to keep so small, and now it's like one of the biggest, best things about me.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, girl. I love
that. So go big mouth or go home.
If you're wondering, like, to give you an image of this, yeah, she can fit an entire McDonald's large French fry in her mouth. The whole thing.
The whole order.
It honestly doesn't look like she's trying.
No.
Like, it looks like there's a picture of it, and it looks comfortable.
Plus, she can eat two McDonald's cheeseburgers at once.
That is comfortably amazing. You have to see the picture of this.
Now, keep in mind, even though she holds the female record, she does duet videos on TikTok with Isaac Johnson, whose 4-inch gape has earned him the male version of the record.
Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah, ladies, big mouth. What do you think?
That it matters.
It doesn't.
So Samantha has 1.7 million followers right now on TikTok, all watching to see what she puts in her mouth.
See, good for you. If it's quirky and get made fun of for it, embrace it.
That's right. I love that.
Yeah.
Good message.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
I want to hear from your big mouth. I care.
Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner?
Why?
It was chewy.
Do I have to watch Star Wars to get
Chewbacca.
This?
Chewbacca.
Okay.
They call him Chewie.
His nickname's Chewie.
It's like,
it's like his buddy. Yeah. You know, like a steak if it's too chewy.
I got it.
We've gone too far. Just keep moving forward.
Should I keep explaining it?
No.
Okay. That's Care Don't Care. Your phone tab's coming up right after this.